if I told you once, I told you twice. You can see it in my eyes. I'm all cried out with nothing to say. If I told you once, I told you twice.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 789. I'm your host, CPD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who loves GDC, Gorilla Dong Copulation, Wombat.
That, how long did it take you to come up with that one?
30 seconds.
Oh, I could tell. Do you know why 6 was afraid of 7?
Because 789?
Because CADcast 789.
Oh, yeah. Great.
It's this one.
Gorilla Dong Copulation is better.
Maybe? I don't know.
The best I could do in a week's notice. With only 1 week's notice. Yes. Best I could come up with. How's everybody doing? Anything new?
It's time for me to get a new microwave. That was the excitement of my evening.
Ooh.
We had to microwave something with our HelloFresh meal. They were like, put the jalapenos in a bowl and microwave for 30 seconds. Put them in the bowl, put the microwave for 30 seconds. Sparks and shit.
I was shit like, came out?
Shit came out. And we looked at the microwave. We're like, when did we get the microwave? It actually has the date of when it was made.
Do they still come with dials?
It was 2003 is when we got that microwave.
Oh, my God.
So I can't even complain. I'm like,
it has a dial. Does it have a dial?
It doesn't have a dial. Oh. It does have push buttons. But yeah, it's not new.
So what are you going to go with?
I don't know. There's one that looks decent at Target that's on sale. And
does Ninja make one?
I don't think so.
I only buy products that are used by ninjas.
Yeah. Does like Xbox have one?
No, they only make refrigerators.
Shitty thermoelectric coolers.
No, don't they make toasters too?
Oh, that's right.
Or waffle makers or something?
They might make both of those things.
So. Darth Vader makes a toaster. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
And a shower head.
And a clapper. I have the Darth Vader clapper.
There's a Darth Vader everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Chip,
pretty
anything?
Cool to do your old house with Darth Vader stuff.
No.
I think you should do that to your house, Cheapy. Just like start replacing things one by one with Darth Vader to see how many Darth Vader things you can replace in your house before your wife.
It would be 2 seconds. As soon as the first one shows up. She's like, what the fuck is this? Maybe down here in the, like, you know, I have in the guest room with all the Empire Strikes Back stuff in there. Then that maybe would make sense to have like a Darth Vader toilet. They don't make that though.
They don't make a fancy Japanese Darth Vader toilet? Are you sure?
When you pee, it says the force is strong with you.
Right. Well, maybe it measures your flow.
I would not be surprised. I think it's too serious of a thing.
I don't think there's like licensed toilets. I think that's like a serious thing. You wouldn't want to combine.
A toilet is a serious thing?
Yeah. Like,
I've seen novelty toilets before. Like
one in Japan. I'm talking about Japan.
Okay. Japan novelty toilet. This is going to be a good hit. I bet here.
You are on a list.
I know you can go to the restaurant where they would serve you food if you're on a list. They had a restaurant in Japan where they'd serve you food out of like little toilets. Like the plates were like in the shape of like toilets.
They had that? Does it not exist anymore?
Oh. Mm-hmm. I didn't check in. I never went there.
Do you get the poo-poo platter there?
Stop. They have like...
Oh, I'm sorry. They serve things out of toilets, but I'm not allowed to make a poo-poo joke?
That's not even spelled the same.
I mean, depends on what kind of menu you have.
Anyway, what are we talking about? They don't mess around with the toilets. If you're going to spend like several thousand dollars on a toilet, I think you want the one that's like checking your duty to see like how healthy
while
you are.
It's playing the Imperial March.
I was going to say, you can have both. There
you can make your
world.
Own. I feel like I you guess. Can just custom, you're better off just customizing one that already exists. They're not going to make it good. Like, it's like the Darth Vader toilet. I mean, the Darth Vader toaster, I'm sure, is not a good toaster, right? It just looks like Darth Vader. Darth Vader toilet's not going to be a good toilet. It's just going to look like Darth Vader. So you're better off just making your own, taking a good toilet and then turning that into a Darth Vader toilet. In fact, they should make it like his like pod that he like recharges in. I want to take a shit in like that thing.
You know, he does.
Does he shit?
I mean, I don't know if he has bowels. I never really thought about it.
He got fucked up pretty bad.
Yeah, I know, but he really just lost like limbs mostly.
It was fire.
And just there was fire. There was a lot of fire.
Could have burned up his intestines.
His balls.
Oh.
Poor Annie.
Go on YouTube, not now, and just look up It's Skywalk Time. For Star Wars fans, they can enjoy that later.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. Should we go to show feedback? I mean, I wish I had exciting things to tell you. I don't think, you know.
These are the problems when we do shows on a regular basis.
Exactly.
Sometimes just nothing happens to us. It's okay.
Nobody yelled at me on the street. Nobody. Yeah.
I went to an off-Broadway musical again.
Which one?
Which one?
Peter Pan.
Oh, which one? Which Peter Pan?
Peter Pan. It was just called Peter Pan. That was the name of it.
Well, you're thinking of like the broken Peter Pan thing, right?
There's ones where sometimes they play the Disney songs, and there's the other ones where they play the Broadway songs.
It's not the Disney. There was no catchy songs. It was the Broadway version.
Yes, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was the version where, like, during intermission, I could just hear all the people talking about how diverse the cast was.
Was that good or bad? Hmm. Was Tinkerbell black?
Tinkerbell in this one is just like a light. Wendy was black. Yes.
How Cheapy has a problem with that.
Fantastic. The weird part about it, though, is
I have a problem with them not having a character play Tinkerbell. They just cheaped out and did the light thing. I remember seeing that in sixth grade. Like,
well, that's because they have to do, you know, she's got to be small and they have to make it so the light goes out and then you have to clap so she comes back to life, right?
That was scary. They about murder Tinkerbell in the she almost commits suicide.
Yeah,
this movie. And there was a little girl like right in front of me that was like, I don't know, maybe 4 years old, that was dressed up like Tinkerbell. and like their whole family had costumes on. Like the dad was dressed up like Peter Pan and the mom was Wendy. And I'm just like, during this whole scene, I'm like, this is not going to go well. Like if everybody claps and there's just not enough clapping, like, she's just gonna be dead.
You think they kill off Tinkerbell in some of the performances?
I think they do.
They have a decibel meter for the crowd on the crowd, and
yeah,
like
that. I don't know.
Sorry, guys, you did not clap loud enough.
Should have brought your friends. I mean, we got a few empty seats over here. That could have helped.
The parents were clapping loudest because they didn't want to deal with it if she died.
Mm-hmm. Like, not gonna die. Like obviously, no, like
it was close. That. It was close.
I'm pretty sure it's preset. This is an improv.
I mean, I've seen right. Of course, like I've seen that production of that, well, of and so have you. And so, who are the parents that are bringing their kids that don't know about that?
You'd be surprised.
I didn't know about it. I was there going like. I don't half know, this the, might get pretty dark.
I'm thinking half the parents there assume it's going to be the Disney songs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's fair. Half the parents there are expecting the Disney songs. And when they get the non-Disney songs, which I can't even think of off the top of my head, they're like, what the hell is this?
Right. The same thing they said when they saw Black Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, same reaction. So back to that. Like,
yes.
So like I really don't, it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't bother me. Let's not like make it into that. But the thing that makes it awkward is like when Wendy comes out and she's black and you're like, oh, okay, this is good. Like, and then John comes on and he's little white brother and I'm like, okay, yeah, this is good. And then, Michael, it's the other one, right?
Wendy, yeah, Michael, John, Tinkerbell, Michael, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Michael comes and at this point, I don't remember. I think he was black as well, but then the dad walks in and he's white and you're like, oh, okay, I see where this is going. And then the mom walks in and
she's a robot.
She's Middle Eastern.
Never heard of colorblind casting before, Chip.
I have, but at the same time, like you're just like, you naturally go like, all right, what's the dynamic of this family now? Because I'm not quite sure.
It's Peter Pan. Are you kidding?
Maybe there was adoption.
Who cares?
There could have been adoption. That's right. But this is like what the first like 15 minutes of the play is now in my head, is like trying to like come up with the backstory for how this family came together.
Remind me during my son's bar mitzvah, because that's probably the next time that my family from Florida will all be up together, mm-hmm. to take a picture with me and my family in it, so I could send it to you and you could see all of my black relatives and all of the white relatives in one big weird picture for you, if that makes you happy.
No. Well, I can understand it on extended family, or if there's adoptions
there was a large swath of adoptions in the Florida section of my family. So I have four black cousins. I'm like, I'm counting to make sure I'm not missing anyone, which makes me a jerk. But that's because my first cousin had two kids, and I'm making sure I'm like, he has two, not them. So, and my other cousin, who's white, also adopted a black child. So there's a lot of diversity.
Right.
There's a lot of diversity in my family.
I'm good with that. It's still at the same time. Like, if I met your family, I'm sitting there doing the math, right? Like, I'm like,
but that's different, like, though. That's different than watching. I mean, your only excuse is that you've seen Peter Pan so many times and you're sick of the story that you needed to occupy your brain with something else.
Although I laugh every time my black cousin gives his last name and it's my last name, and people look at him like, are you sure that's your last name?
Could be worse, though.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
That's name fine. Could be like,
I also
Goldberg.
Don't think that Peter Pan, like, if you didn't know anything about Peter Pan, I don't think you could follow the plot of that Broadway musical.
Oh, really?
It's
not plot heavy.
There's a lot of poison cake to go around. People trying to poison. Captain Hook's trying to poison people a lot. No.
The movie Hook is really more of a sequel to that than it is a sequel to the Disney Peter Pan.
I've seen a lot of renditions of Peter Pan. This is my least favorite.
There's a lot. I think, is Peter Pan in public domain? Is that why? I don't know. Doesn't matter.
I don't know.
I think we've already discussed Peter Pan probably too much.
Peter Pan. Peanut butter, by the way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They still make that?
Yeah, of course.
They still make it. Yeah. Right,
just checking.
In the public domain.
Yeah.
Public the domain peanut butter. Peanut butter. The peanut butter is the public domain. I could just make my own Peter Pan peanut butter in my house and then just sell it to a Stop and Shop.
Yeah. Like, sure. That's how it works.
It's legal. It's all legal. Public domain peanut butter.
Yeah. So we got out of there and went like, I don't know. That was like, the acting was good.
Right.
That was about it. Like, the songs are.
Acting was good. Songs were okay. Hated the diversity. That's the three takeaways.
It can be hard.
It's just distracting. Like, it was just too distracting of like a, like, now I have to think about this, and I know all the other people around me are thinking about it as well.
Because Ohio.
Are they?
Because, no, absolutely. Because that was what everybody was talking about at intermission all around me.
God.
Yep.
We wouldn't think twice about it.
And that show in New York, no one would even be talking about that. They'd be like talking about the poison cake. Mm-hmm. They would have lost track of all the poison cakes at that point. And that's it. That'd be the only problem. But that's fine. Look, they're learning. They're getting that now, Wombat. You know how like the restaurants come later, different restaurants come later? They're like, now colorblind casting is coming.
Yeah.
Sorry, Shib. I'm busting on you a little.
No. I mean, we invented all the restaurants here in Ohio. Spread them throughout.
Shift Warrior D wouldn't be a thing without Ohio.
Right, right. The cuisine of America comes from Ohio.
Ohio, yeah. That is a fact, Chef Boyardee, Cleveland-based chef.
Mm-hmm.
Chef.
You wouldn't have Wendy's without us.
Yep.
Great.
Or like half of the fast casual restaurants. So you're welcome.
All the places I don't go to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the places I have to go to.
You can fight back.
No, I really
now
can,
that you're big and strong from Orange Theory, you can just start pushing people around physically.
If only it was that easy. Anyway, soon. We don't need to hear about my problems.
Soon.
Mm-hmm.
Bully your kids. They love it.
Some of them do.
High's too big now. I can't bully him anymore. Now when he puts his hands up, I go, ugh.
Please don't hit me, sir.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't want to.
You need money?
Looks like, I mean, like, it's not going to, you know, it looks like it hurt a little. Like, I don't want to be hurt a little or at all. Show feedback. Speaking of being hurt, I think there's probably some with some bad intent.
Now, I read this comment, and I have a theory on it. It's from Ali Foreman, 1819, and the comment is...
This is from YouTube, right?
Yeah, this is from YouTube. Three white males talking about woke in video games. There's no bottom in MAGA world. Now, I'm thinking this is sarcasm on top of our sarcasm, right? It has to be. This can't be a serious person who just read our show title from last week and was like, oh my God, the CAG cast is gone.
No, I don't know. It could be either way. It could go either way. But I never underestimate the audience's ability to not listen. Because they're doing other things and also just generally not listening.
Yeah. So I don't think it gets more woke than we do. I mean, we just had a whole conversation about how we love colorblind casting.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Right. Yeah,
that was it. That was just, there really wasn't too much. Nothing too exciting.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay.
A lot of people want you to buy a PS5.
Well, there's all these rumors about the PS5 Pro coming out this year, and they seem pretty plausible. I did some research. We'll talk about that later.
Okay. But
it seems like a good time to wait, which is, I'm good at that. Good time to do nothing. Ship, what do you mean? No?
I don't know. Okay. I mean, I guess you could wait for it, but are you going to get it when it comes out? Too? Like, what's going to push you over the edge there?
Boredom.
Paying more? Is that what you're waiting for?
That's his favorite thing to do. How do I get the same thing that my friends have, but for more money?
Yeah, sometimes that does happen, though.
How do I pay more for the same experience? There's got to be a way.
I think I just did that with my door lock, actually. But that's a whole other story.
Front door lets them remaster the remasters again from PlayStation 4. It's Remaster Pro Edition.
There was something in there about backwards compatibility.
So oh, but that's not what you want. You want to buy the same game again.
Oh, well, sure. Remastered. Spend more. You said spend more. I want to spend more. So all around.
Tightened up graphics on level 3.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Should we do Watch This, Jerks?
Sure.
I almost watched the whole movie.
How was it?
I watched, Mr. Chibi and I watched Wonka as a big, you know, I'm a big Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory fan. I read the book. I read the two books. There's probably more than two, but I read the, whatever the second book was. The Great Glass Elevator is what it was, actually.
That is what it is, yes.
So I saw it was on HBO Max, and I convinced Mrs. Cheapy. She didn't want to watch it. And I was like, let's just check it out. Like, it's supposed to be like pretty, got good reviews. I like Willy Wonka. It'll probably be visually interesting to look at.
You do like factories and slave labor. I know that's one of the things you're into.
Well, it's funny that you say that. Have you seen it?
Nope.
Do you know anything about it?
Nope.
I didn't know anything about it either. I didn't know if it was a remake or whatever.
It's a prequel, right?
It's a prequel.
I didn't,
he's making chocolates.
I didn't even know that.
I knew that much.
I didn't know that. I just managed to like completely ignore whatever this is about, just because I feel like the Gene Wilder movie is pretty great.
I don't know if it's great, but sure.
I mean, for its time, it was pretty great. I don't know how it holds up in 2024. It held up great in college when I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are a lot of bongs. I remember in college watching it, convincing my friends to watch it, and we went to the candy store first. And then we smoked bongs and watched it. Yeah. Anyway, this movie is a prequel, and I knew we were in trouble.
I could smell that burp from
here. It was like coffee and Japanese food. It was exactly what that was. And Gorilla Dong. It starts off, he's on a boat. Like, he's like working on a boat. I'm like, oh no, this is not
good. Was it raining? Was it snowing? Was a hurricane blowing?
Do you want to watch Willy Wonka get enslaved for, like, we watched the first 40 minutes and then I bailed. When I bailed at the 40 minute mark, he was enslaved in a, it was very dumb. His movie's very dumb is the problem. He has no money, so he has to pay a room for rent. He needs a room for rent. He signs like this ridiculously long contract, which he looks at and knows it's fucking ridiculous. And someone even tells him before he signs, like, read the small print, read the small print. He looks at it, he sees it, he signs it anyway. And they're like, oh, you just pay us like $1 a day and later. But it says basically you're our slave. And so now he's their slave in their laundromat. And that's like the movie for the first 40 minutes, basically, is him being a slave and then like trying to like sell people his CG chocolate. Do you want to see CG chocolate? Because this movie's got CG chocolate, at least in the first 40 minutes. I never made it to the Oompa Loompa. And I was actually surprised that I made it. When I looked and it was 40 minutes, I was like, "This, I already made it 40 minutes and none of this has happened." It's almost like, you know, Transformers and Optimus Prime showing up like 50 minutes in for the first time. I don't know. Maybe then the rest of the movie's fucking fantastic, but
how are the songs?
Not good. He's Timothy Chalamet. I don't think he's like a singer, right?
No.
Yeah, he's not a good singer, and you can hear that in the songs. That's all. But maybe the second half has great songs.
I'll let you know. I'm sure I'll watch that.
Your kids? I don't know. Like, they're like, you want to watch a guy, like a likable, goofy guy be enslaved, like with other slaves.
We watched Pee-wee's Big Adventure for the first time.
Oh, how was that? Did.
I've seen that before.
I saw that in the theaters. Did you see that in the theaters? Or was that?
It's possible.
Maybe.
I remember seeing
probably
it.
Did. I mean, I watched it so many times when I was younger that like like all my memories are watching it on TV because that's where I watched it so much. But
I don't know why I have such a vivid memory of seeing it in the theaters. Maybe because it's a great movie. But anyway,
visually, it's a very entertaining movie.
I could even tell you who I saw it with and all that, but it's not important. Go on with your story.
So did we ever find out? Was there ever a cut scene where he was supposed to use the boomerang bow tie? Do you remember that? He gets the boomerang bow tie when he goes and he gets like the flashlight.
I know there are significant.
And he gets the trick gun or the trick gum. And like he never uses the boomerang bow tie.
I'm trying to think because I know there are some cut scenes. Like there's a lot of stuff that was cut at that mini mall. Between the mini mall and when he has everyone over to, you know, when he does the slideshow presentation. So I know there's a good chunk of, I've seen those scenes. I don't think he uses the boomerang bow tie during that, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's something else. There are a lot of deleted scenes from Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Which is great. Cause it's like, it's an hour and a half long. Mm-hmm. There's not like a dull minute throughout the whole thing.
Nope.
I
pity the fool that doesn't have a good 90 minute movie.
Yeah.
You know, it had a lot of dull minutes. Wonka.
Yeah. Actually, speaking of movies with dull moments, I watched Damsel on Netflix.
I don't know what this is. What is this?
That is the Millie Bobby Brown starring and produced film where she plays a princess from a smaller, very cold, starving village who is arranged to be married to a very wealthy king and another, you know, kingdom. And when the whole family goes there, it's all opulent and they love it. But there's a twist. The twist is that as soon as her family turns their backs and she's married and the new princess of this new fancy town, they throw her to be sacrificed to the dragon.
Tale as old as time.
Yes. So it's like a turn on its head thing where instead of being saved by the prince, she has to save herself. And how she does that.
I hate these strong female characters in movies.
It's a strong female character. Can some nice
man come and save her?
You'd think. I would say the big issue with the movie, though, is it takes its time to get to Millie Bobby Brown versus the dragon. You know, when a good 45 minutes goes by before.
Wait, this is the dragon's fault?
Mm-hmm.
Should have shown up earlier.
I would, honestly, you'd have to watch the movie to find out if it's the dragon's fault. The dragon talks, by the way. It's a talking dragon.
This is not a good movie, is what you're saying.
I didn't hate it, but I don't think you would like it, Chibi.
Who voices the dragon?
I forget. I know who she is. I don't know the actress's name. So I know I'm bad, but Millie Bobby Brown, it's got Robin Wright Penn as the evil queen. Well, she's not Robin Wright Penn anymore. She's Robin Wright again, but Robin Wright is the evil queen. So it's sort of like, there's like a couple of like subtle references to the Princess Bride because she's, you know, it's like, you know, there's that whole thing going on. Yeah. It's not bad. I think those are the only two real names in the movie.
And the dragon.
And the dragon. So
cool.
I don't know. Damsel, it's on Netflix. Okay. It's something to watch if you need something to watch. And speaking of rewatching with kids, Elliot watched Deadpool on his own a couple of weeks ago. So because he wanted to watch Deadpool.
The R-rated version?
The R-rated version of Deadpool.
Ooh.
He's going to be 13 in like 2 months. It's fine. How old were you when you saw RoboCop? Really?
13.
Exactly. Yeah.
Speaking of RoboCop. Oh, here. Check out my new Alex Murphy figure that just came.
Ooh. Does the hand pop off?
Dude, everything comes off. You can replace the arm with like a mangled, blown apart arm. You can replace his torso with a torso that has filled with bullet holes. There's like blood splurting plastic, you know, shit that you can add to him. You can really fuck him up.
So why'd you show us the healthy looking version?
I just got it and I just pulled it out of the box like 5 minutes before we did the show.
Yeah. I'm excited to see more photos. we watched Deadpool 2 together.
Nice.
Over the weekend. That movie is fun. That's a good movie that holds up. And it's nice. There's something about, because again, this goes even back to the Pee Wee Herman's Big Adventure. Watching a movie with your kids where they don't know anything going in and seeing those moments that to you are just kind of like, yeah, everyone knows Large March. Everyone knows that. But your kids didn't, I'm assuming.
They did not. And it still hit. Like, Large March still hits.
There's that joy of watching your kids see something like that for the first time. And even in Deadpool 2, when Juggernaut comes out for the first time, that was exciting. Cool. Yeah. Cause Elliot had no idea. He's like, who's the big guy in the cell? Who's the big guy in the cell? And you know, I have
Batman.
I have the Juggernaut. There's Batman jokes in that movie. I have the Juggernaut toy and stuff. He knows who the Juggernaut is. So as soon as he came out, he was like, holy crap, it's the Juggernaut.
Does he know I'm the Juggernaut, bitch?
He doesn't. That,
you might have to introduce that to him.
Yeah.
About time.
Mm-hmm. It might be time.
The rite of passage. Enjoyed.
The good thing is also now we could go see Deadpool 3 in the theaters together. Even though people will probably give me dirty looks. Although, no, they won't.
No, they won't. They'll give a shit.
Yeah. A, no one cares. B, he's not a baby. So...
That's cool.
Yeah, so that was kind of fun. But yes, I highly recommend watching movies with moments like the Large Marge moment or anything where there's a surprise. Like Sabrina and I the watched Godfather Psycho. Too. We watched Psycho. I watched with Sabrina, and she didn't know the twist in that movie either.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Kids aren't talking about Psycho.
Exactly. I asked her, I'm like, "What
Which
do you
version
know?
Did you watch?
The original. The original, okay. Black and white." Alfred Hitchcock, you know, real deal. And she was like, did you know who it was? She's like, I thought it was, but I didn't know.
Hey, don't spoil Psycho on this show.
I didn't know how they were doing it. And I was like, see, it's pretty cool.
Nice.
So, mm-hmm.
On the TV front, I've been watching a few new things. Have you heard about Manhunt? You know what that is?
No.
That's the new Apple TV show that neither of you guys are going to watch, but it's about the assassination of Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, yeah. I might watch this.
It's about really about the manhunt of John Wilkes Booth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We watched the first episode. It seems pretty good. The weird thing about it is like, all right, let me ask you a question. You're making a show that Abraham Lincoln, I don't, you know, he's
Abraham Lincoln adjacent.
adjacent. He's in it. He has lines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, spoiler, he dies in the first episode.
Whoa.
He may come back through flashbacks. I don't know, just to show, you know. Anyway, you're making an Abraham Lincoln adjacent thing. What three things for your Abraham Lincoln do you need to do to have an Abraham Lincoln? There's like a checklist.
Beard. He's got to have a beard.
Yeah.
He's got to have the hat.
Yeah.
He's got to be, well, either tall or skinny, preferably both.
There you go. The three things. So
maybe
like
a wart on his nose.
I was gonna say the wart. You gotta have the mole thing over
on his face. Yeah, like around his nose. Yeah.
Dude, the guy is like,
and
fucking,
he's gotta say, "Party on, dude."
4 score and 20 minutes ago. they hired a guy, he's probably 5'9". And I was like, you can't have an Abraham Lincoln where he's talking to people and there are people, like everybody's taller than him, or most people are taller than him. 6'4" in like the 1800s is like 6'11" today, probably, right, Chip? I'm not a scientist. Yeah. That's right, yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
So that bothered me, especially as a tall person, but he got his real quick though, so I don't have to worry about him anymore. Lying down on his bed, he's all the same. Everybody's the same height with blood coming out of you. Anyway, the episode, so it's surprisingly violent, like every fucking modern show that comes out, they have to show, like, do we really need to see fucking Lincoln bleeding out? Like,
how was, how was the Lincoln sex before that?
There's no sex in
you
it.
See a little Lincoln ass in there?
Everyone knows that Mary Todd Lincoln and Abraham Lincoln did not enjoy each other's company, and they slept in separate rooms, and they kind of hated each other.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it's not really that they hated each other. It's when their son died, they kind of drifted apart, and they were both too depressed to ever get over it.
Right. Well, and he has a high pitched voice in this too. Is he supposed to have a high pitched voice, Abraham mm-hmm. Lincoln? He is. Mm-hmm. He did. It was okay. Well, they got that. So why did they get the high pitched voice?
Disneyland doesn't have a high pitched voice.
I know. History has made him sound more like this, or you know, they gave him that gravitas voice, but
party on, dudes.
Yeah. But historically speaking, the thing with Abraham Lincoln is that he apparently had a kind of like a high pitched squeaky voice.
Right.
But who knows?
Anyway,
it's like the dinosaurs. Maybe they had feathers.
Exactly.
Anyway, it's an interesting concept, like, you know, a murder investigation in the 1800s, and it's Lincoln. You get the idea. The other show that I'm watching that you're definitely not going to watch is called Extremely Inappropriate, and it's on Netflix, and it's a Japanese comedy drama. Wombat just went to sleep immediately. But let me just tell you the plot, because it's funny. The plot is, you can appreciate the plot. The plot is a gym teacher in Japan, a Japanese gym teacher from like 1986, gets sucked into like a time, travels into the future, into now. And no, Wombat's falling asleep. And he's like very, it's like Al Bundy. Imagine Al Bundy, but Japanese in 2024 doing Al Bundy things. Okay. So like, for example, he's on the bus and he's smoking cigarettes, and people are looking at him and he doesn't understand what's happening. He's just smoking, and he's like, "What? Like, you want me to open a window?" And people like start pulling out their cameras, their phones, and he doesn't even know what those things are, and all kinds of shit like that. It's funny and very Japanese, obviously. It's called Extremely Inappropriate. Parts of our audience would definitely be into it. Just not the two people I'm talking to right now. fair enough. Are you watching Invincible? Because season 2, part 2 just started up again.
I never finished season 1. I had like one episode left of season 1, and I never finished it.
So you can't go back? It's pretty good and intense.
I know it's good. I know it is. You know, it's the, I don't know. It, like you just said, it's the over violent violence for violence sake. I feel like I'm over that in most things.
I hear you. I'd say
not Deadpool 2 though.
No, not Deadpool 2. I feel like that does it well. And actually Deadpool 2, despite it does have some grossness at the beginning, after that it kind of mellows that whole out.
It's a cartoon anyway. It's a live action cartoon, and Invincible is a cartoon. I don't mind the violence in it that much. And at least in Invincible, like they kill off main characters all the time in that.
I know, and part of me doesn't like that.
Right. So like the violence has like, I mean, it's not necessary, but it has a purpose. Like you're watching it just to pull, you're watching like your favorite heroes get pulled apart, and then you can feel yourself get pulled apart too. On the inside. I don't know. Yeah, it is too much. It would be just as good without all that violence, you know, mm-hmm. I feel. Curry Manju writes in, and he wants us to talk about X-Men 97, which is actually just starting going live
now. I watched the first episode.
You did?
Yeah.
I thought it went live at like 9 o'clock.
No, it went live, I don't know when, but I watched the first episode at like 6.
Oh, okay.
I actually had the house to myself from 6 to 6:30.
All right.
And I watched the first episode of X-Men 97.
Shit.
Yeah. Are you a fan of the X-Men cartoon?
Of course.
From the 90s?
Of course. Yeah. Who isn't?
Then you'll be a fan of X-Men 97. Actually, you know what this cartoon does really well? At least the first episode. I can't speak to.
Right. Cartoon does it well, though.
Wolverine.
Yeah. Actually, Wolverine is in it. But
good job.
Cyclops.
Cyclops is also in it.
They make Cyclops a badass in this.
Right.
They're like, people make fun of Cyclops too much. We need to remind people that Cyclops isn't a joke character.
Right. He's one of the strongest guys.
And see, you're making the face.
His eyes are strong. He can fucking blow through anything.
He's a silly character.
He is as good a fighter as Captain America. And when Captain America needs advice on battle strategy, you know who he calls?
Really?
Cyclops.
But I think the kids today would call him a cuck, I feel.
No.
He's not a cuck?
No. No. He's
cooking.
When his wife died,
he impregnated
a clone of his wife, and then his wife came back, and then he had both things going on at some point, and then he got rid of both of them and started dating the girl that they both hated the most in the world, and then he went back to his first wife girlfriend thing, and he gets around. I don't think anyone is holding Scott Summers back. So, but anyway, he does some real good ass kicking in this, and they show off like exactly how powerful the optic blast can be and all that kind of stuff that they, because it's not 1990 anymore and the rules don't apply, the X-Men can actually punch people.
Right.
You know, because in the original cartoons, they couldn't punch anybody.
Right.
In those old cartoons. So they had to like figure out ways to get around it. Like a lot of people just fall down.
That's what made it good.
Yeah. So now you could actually have, you know, Cyclops.
They're just back to punching people now. Yeah. Before they had to get creative.
Yeah. Yeah. Because in the first episode and early edit, he beats up like 5 guys on his own. I'm like, look at this.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'll watch it. I'll watch it with Ty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll watch it with the kids as well. They've watched the entirety of the old series. So.
Oh, okay. So yeah, everyone will like it. It's fun. It's got lots of Easter eggs in it. And yeah, I don't know. I think it has some slow moments, but I think, you know, whatever. It's the first episode. I'll cut it some slack. It's got a.
Is Beast still in that jail cell?
No, Beast is just right there. He's there. He's in his blue, all blue goodness.
Wasn't he in that jail cell for like 3 seasons?
Just something like that.
Just solitary confinement for no reason.
Well, so he could hang upside down.
Reading upside down, reading his book.
How are you going to hold onto a ceiling with your beast feet? You can. You need bars.
The only thing that's weird is the voices are not, you know, for many reasons, also a lot of those cast members have passed away. It's not the same voice actors anymore. And it's people doing those voices. So you can sometimes kind of like it. It doesn't always work sometimes, but.
Except Wolverine. They don't have an Australian guy, right?
No, it's not an Australian guy. It's people trying to do the voices of the original show.
Except the Australian guy.
He was an Australian.
I thought he was Australian in that one, the voice.
No, he was only Australian in the Kitty Pryde pilot episode from 1989, which is not related to Pride of the X-Men. That's what it's called.
No.
Yeah, he was Australian in Pride of the X-Men. And I think he was Australian in Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, but don't quote me on that.
Fine. So,
mm-hmm.
All right, let's...
Kuramanji says that it is the same voice actress. I thought it was some different... I know some of them have passed away. I want to say the Cyclops voice actor died. But anyway, doesn't matter. I'd look it up on this computer, but it would cause this computer to crash, so I'm not going to do it.
Right. Shall we talk about new releases?
Yes.
I see this Star Wars Battlefront Classic Collection. Is that... I thought that was out. I guess.
We talked about it already. Because I have it.
Right. Yeah. They've had a big patch that came out today, I think. Or yesterday. Well,
then maybe I'll check it out again.
Yeah.
But I was not too impressed with what it had so far.
Right. I thought you had a hard time even getting into games, right?
Yeah. If you have the original games and you're having fun with those, Ship, mm-hmm. I know you do, then there's no reason for you to get this.
We celebrate both of the Battlefront 1s and both of the Battlefront 2s in this household. Yeah. They all get played.
Excellent. I received another game that's on this list, Outcast, A New Beginning. That's on the PlayStation 5. I believe it's on the Xbox as well and PC. I don't know if it's on the Switch, so don't quote me on that. But it is an open world RPG where you play as a guy. Oh, I wish I could remember his name because his name is so generically funny. but you die and you come back to life and you don't have your memories yet. You could speak the language on this alien planet and you know you have to help these people even though you're not 100% sure why. So you
couldn't remember the name Cutter Slade?
Cutter Slade. Yeah. Thank you for looking it up for me. Come on, that's a funny ass name.
That is. It's not a joke though, right? It's supposed to be serious, or
it's supposed to be serious. His name is really Cutter Slade. Uh-huh. And
good name.
I'm looking at pictures of it here.
It's a decent game. It's not going to knock anyone's socks off. It's like graphically just good enough, if you want my honest opinion on that. But it has some really cool ideas to it. You have a jetpack, so there's some fun traversal elements to it that make that are unique, as well as the weapons system. You have a gun, you have a handgun, but when you level up, you unlock new attachments for this handgun that kind of changes how it works and what you want it to do. Like, oh, I want concussive blast, or I'm going to take that off and I'm going to make it a submachine gun. And so there's some cool elements and some really smart and fun ideas. I would say the problem with the game is that it could sometimes take a little while to get where it's going. Like, there's a lot of cutscenes, maybe too many. Like, you play for 5 minutes and then it's like 4 cutscenes in a row and then it's play for 5 minutes and it's like, okay, I get it. You don't have to show me a cutscene for every person I talk to.
Right.
And
I remember I remember the original game. Okay. I thought Cutter Slade.
Sounded familiar?
Yeah, it sounded familiar. I'm like, I've heard this name before. Yes, the original Outcast was back in 1999. This is the sequel to that game.
Yeah, I've been waiting. Not a bad game. I don't know if it's $70 good.
You got a 7 from IGN.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's a very solid 7 game. Which again, it's not a bad thing. It's just not. It's not. You know, I don't know if it's going to be on anyone's game of the year list.
So,
but
the $200 version, is that the version?
Yeah, that's what I have. Mm-hmm. No.
It comes with the real jetpack.
Mm-hmm.
Fully functional jetpack. What's this come with for $200? I was interested in what comes in these $200 editions of these games.
I am going to say, does it come with a statue? I feel like it should come with a statue of Cutter Slade. And I'm
life size.
It does. It comes with a eye-catching, high-detail, 9.5-inch statue.
Eye-catching is probably the right word.
And people will be like, ooh, who is that a statue of? And you're like, you don't know Cutter Slade?
More like, what the fuck is that thing? Why is it here? What are you, 12?
So it was very nice of them to send me a copy of that.
Nice.
Yeah. No, it's fine.
Send the drone, send the statue.
Yeah, if you want to send me a statue, by all means, go ahead.
Put it right there.
Is it fun though?
I literally would have no idea where to put it. Huh?
Is it fun?
It's fun enough. It's not like I'm having the best time with it, but I'm not hating it either. It, like I said, it's a good, a solid seven. It could be a there's pacing issues, I think, is the problem.
Got it. All right, what else?
Well, that's all I'm playing. Hi-Fi Rush is now on the PlayStation 5.
It's a good game. I saw it was getting higher reviews there.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
People are weird.
I don't know. It you can get into a whole internet black hole of Xbox tax.
Oh God, I blame the media elite.
Mm-hmm. As
the gaming,
you should.
The gaming media elite too.
Especially. The new PJ Masks game is out. I know Shipwreck's a big fan of that show.
I haven't watched PJ Masks in a while. Once they started they expanded the roster some.
Really, it's not just the three of them anymore.
Oh no, they introduced like an armadillo. Is an armadillo.
Named Dylan.
Yeah,
got it.
Yep. And they introduced another one too. I don't remember. It's been a while. Like it's probably been like 2-3 years since they introduced these characters. Instead of should have stuck with the core ones. But yeah, I don't know. It's amazing that those shows like are still going. Like that's a pretty long run for PJ Masks at this point.
A lot of those kids shows managed to go a long time.
PJ Masks was started right at the tail end of Elliot being old enough for PJ Masks. Right? That's what I'm thinking.
That's a good run.
That's a good run. Yeah. Yeah. There was like a hot minute there where he's like, ooh, PJ Masks. And then he's like, I'm too old for PJ Masks. All right, then. There goes that.
Show me Deadpool.
Yeah. Where's Deadpool?
Right. Straight from PJ Masks to Deadpool.
Right to Deadpool.
Anything else the new releases?
What I saw Lightyear Frontier came out, but I have not checked out what it was, but it sounded at least interesting.
I looked it up, actually. I looked that up. It's on Game Pass. Yeah, it looks like a farming simulator, but you're inside a mech.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
It looked kind of good, but I mean, good for you.
It looks like something. That was exactly my takeaway. This looks like something as half my household would play.
Yeah. It looked like it had good graphics.
Mm-hmm.
And farming. I saw there was a few new things that came to Game Pass.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff coming.
NBA 2K24 and also like No More Heroes 3. Some other shit. Control. All right, how about some Wombat's Fortnightly news? How's the Fortnite season going? Wombat,
that's your cue.
I know. I had like a hiccupy thing going on. I'm trying to swallow it down. It's going. A lot of people seem to be unhappy with the season. I've actually noticed that player counts have dropped a significant amount this season as opposed to last season.
Are you saying that Zeus is not the draw that he once was?
It's, you know what the problem is? There's a couple of problems with this current season as opposed to last season, which was last season was a very fun season. It was a new map and they added some cool elements with these medallion locations and these bosses. And there was also a vault and a workbench. And there was a lot going on at
Peter Griffin.
He's still popping around.
Yeah.
I see him a lot, Peter Griffin.
Anyway, there are the five locations. They were fairly spread out across the map. You go kill the boss, you get the medallion, you open the vault, you upgrade your weapons. And it was like a thing, but it was like, oh, where do you want to land? What near which one of these five things?
Yeah, which one of these five things? It spread everybody out. This is the first season I've played, but I figured that's how it always was.
Exactly.
This season, it is not that way. This season, it's just hot drop after hot drop. And like we played three rounds tonight. And I found a gun in one of the three rounds before somebody was shooting me.
So, yeah, it's now if you want the medallion, you got to land in one of two spots because there's two medallions and they're basically in the same location. Mm-hmm. So there's four medallions total. And it's like, okay, you can either land in this part of the map or that part of the map. And the rest of the map is just this dead zone of, well, you know, there's stuff there. And it doesn't quite work. They added these bunkers, which are are a good idea, and it would make up for it in a lot of ways. But the bunkers don't open up until like the fourth circle, and it takes, you know, it's like there'll be 18 players left on the in the game when the bunkers finally open. It's way too late. So they either need to open the bunker sooner, add in more medallions more spread out, or add more workbenches or throughout the map, because they got rid of all those other workbenches too and all those locations that still exist. So it's an issue, but it's a very fixable, it's fixable issues, but they need to get their ass in gear and fix those issues. So there you go. That is the state of Fortnite. And it's weird that Chip knows exactly what I'm talking about.
You like it.
Well, I just know what is wrong. Yes. Mm-hmm. I can tell very clearly from one season to the next that this one is not as fun as the last one was, because everything about it is making everybody be in the same areas. Even those bunkers that open up, as soon as those bunkers open up, it's got like a flashing thing up in the screen. And it's like, oh, there's a bunker opening up over here. And everybody runs over to the bunker. And then it's just everybody shooting at everybody coming in out of the bunker.
Yeah. Because by the time the bunkers open up, you'll be lucky if there's two that are, that you can get to without going into the storm. It's like a good idea executed poorly. Like I said, hopefully they fix it, and it wouldn't take much. It literally would be like open the bunker sooner, add workbenches back to those old vaults, and that solves 70% of what people are complaining about this season, I think, like right away. Because then you're going to land in those other spots again. So
we do have four screens going now, though.
Yeah, that's crazy. Room. That is crazy.
We got Mrs. Shipwreck is the one that.
Mm-hmm. So are you on the hook for four season passes?
Yeah, but some of those were from those discounted cheap retail packs I had. I just used the points from those to buy the passes. So,
yeah.
But yeah, so she got $30. Like $30 new monitors from the auction site. And so
I think it's great. It's funny. It's so funny to me. It's a good season pass. I'll say that much. I like the pass itself, but I have noticed that, you know, where there were some nights last season where you get on and it would be like a random weekday night and there'd be 2 million people playing the game. I was on before the show and there was less than a million people maybe playing in the main Battle Royale modes, maybe a million people.
Well, they added that Midas mode too, the lava floor.
Yeah, the floor is lava. So
that like siphons people off.
Even that only had it had like 150,000 people playing, which is a lot for any other game.
Correct. Like,
but for Fortnite to see, you know, the standard Battle Royale mode, the build mode have 300,000 people in it is not a lot for that. And they must know. They have to know. They must look at this and be like, "Shit, we got to do something here." So,
gotta bring some more Family Guy characters.
It's not even. Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, you know, something like that will always bring people back in just to check it out. But there's got to be something that keeps people around. They'll fix it. I'm confident they'll fix it. It's just.
I think I saw the racing game had 6,000 people playing it.
Yeah, like no one does. No one
yikes. It's, I mean, until
those extra modes. Yeah.
Yeah, it's no point. Until they figure out a way to get your avatars driving those cars.
Mm-hmm.
It's no one's going to give two shits.
They are adding
it like Mad Dash. Remember that game?
Where
you were actually characters ran. It was a racing game where your characters were running.
I do
remember
that. They are adding Fall Guys into Fortnite. Hmm. That's going to be the next thing. They announced that at the State of Unreal today.
Right.
They had and all sorts of fun stuff. Did you see the Captain America game? Captain America, Black Panther in a World War II game?
I saw a clip. Yeah, I saw a clip of it, but I thought it was like to demonstrate AI. I didn't realize what I was watching. That's a game.
It's an actual game.
It's an actual game.
Okay.
But I agree. It looked like something that was generated with AI.
Well, they were talking about the clip that I saw, they were talking about, I think they were using AI or machine learning to like generate the clothing movements or something like that. I don't know. The facial expressions maybe.
I don't know. Well. It uses Unreal Engine, whatever, newest one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
It's called 1943, The Rise of Hydra.
Cool.
Yeah, and it's from, what's her name? You know, Shipwreck. Is it Amy Henning? Is that her name? Uncharted?
No,
yeah.
Doug Henning.
Doug Henning? Magic.
yeah. All right, that's cool.
Yeah. I mean, it won't be out for another year, so it doesn't really exist yet, but, you know, we'll put a pin in that for now.
Did you read about the PS5 Pro leak?
No, but you're going to tell me about it.
I'm going to tell you about it. So basically, there's a guy who always seems to get the inside scoop on PlayStation hardware. Like, he's got a track record. And he's like, here, I got all the specs for PS5. So people pretty much believe, like, that's what it's going to be. So to the point where Digital Foundry did an analysis of the hardware to see, hey, what's the difference? What's the real-world difference of a PS5 Pro versus a regular PlayStation 5? And basically what they said is, if you're expecting these 4K games that run in 30 frames per second, they're now going to run in 60 frames per second perfectly. Don't expect that. Forget it. So they said that it's a bigger increase than PS4 to PS4 Pro, but it's probably, which, you know, wasn't much of an increase, right? Do you remember that? Like,
yeah, it was pretty minimal.
It was pretty minimal. So this will, they're thinking it's going to be bigger than that, but like, keep your expectations, you know, in check, basically, or you're, you know, realistic. So that's that. So
it sounds like now you might as well just buy a PS5 now.
Maybe, but maybe look better. It could look better. It could come in black too and be a square or a rectangle. Have you heard about this Apex Legends hack that happened during a tournament? Did you watch the video?
I saw the clip. It's crazy.
It's crazy. The guy's just like playing and he's like, wait a minute, I can see everybody. And like through walls, you can see all the guys and you're watching it. And he's like, his auto aim is on. And he's like, I don't know what to do. Like, you know, he's worried he's going to fucking get banned from this shit. Anyway, it's pretty embarrassing. They should probably fix that.
Yeah, they should probably fix their game if they're going to have, you know, big tournaments where people have money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was crazy. You could see everything. So it was kind of cool because if you never saw what it looked like, those hacking tools look like, that was...
I am not familiar with hacking tools. I don't use them.
So I noticed, I was like, oh, that's what it looks like.
Now I know.
That would be helpful to be able to see everybody through walls and to aim automatically.
I would be so much better at this game if it did it for me.
I could be in this tournament.
Yeah.
Did you see that? I just read this today that Overwatch 2 is at the point now where they've unlocked all the heroes. Remember they put, when Overwatch went free to play, or rather Overwatch 2 went free to play, they started like charging for the new heroes. You know, they were a lot, you know, and certain heroes were locked behind paywall. Not everything's open. I feel like that's not, you don't do that when the game is doing great. Right? Like, that's not a sign.
When people are buying something, you don't start giving it away for free.
I mean, I'm not like a fucking expert, but I feel...
Are you sure you're not? Because that's something an expert would say.
I feel like that's not the way you go.
That's, yeah, I was thinking the same. This is the first thing I've seen about Overwatch 2 since they announced Overwatch 2. So...
They fucked that up so bad.
Yeah. That game hit hard when it came out. It was hot and fast, and they had Lego sets and toys, and it, like, the whole deal, the whole nine, and then it just kind of went to shit.
It's hard to keep it fresh, you know? Mm-hmm. You couldn't figure out how to do it.
I know. I saw some stat. It was some crazy stat about how many people are still playing games that are over 5 years old and how it's affecting the industry, obviously.
You're looking at the GDC presentation?
Yeah,
I was looking at those slides.
Yeah, those slides are crazy.
It made you think. It made you understand. We literally had talked about this.
We talked about this just like last episode.
Yeah, why make a $150 million game when people are still playing Fortnite? How are you going to get those people to play? Like, it was crazy. Yeah. I forgot who was tweeting it out. Oh, Arthur. Arthur.
Arthur Geis was tweeting it out. And I'm like, yeah, so that's it. Live service. Yeah, because new live service games can't find an audience. But games that are 3 to 5 years old, you know, they have. In 2021, it was 34% of all games and that were game played. Now it's down to 16%, but that's still a high percentage.
And when they say games are 5 years old, we're talking about Fortnite, Minecraft, Roblox. Like, right? Well, how many games are we talking about?
Fortnite's player base, you know, people playing Fortnite. I'm trying to read this, how this makes sense. Oh, percentage of growth by month in October, November of last year, Fortnite's player base grew 60% in last November when they released all that stuff. And then when the Lego stuff came out, it went up another 16%. So
they just keep stealing.
They're just keep stealing. Gamers. When Roblox launched on the PlayStation in October of last year, Roblox went up, player base went up 54%. So you have all these,
And I'm sure, like, did you see, mobile games must be stealing time too. Like, did you see this thing about Monopoly Go? You know, there's a mobile game.
I saw that Monopoly Go thing. Yeah, that's crazy.
About how much money they spent on advertising?
More than Spider-Man 2?
It was half a billion dollars. It's a lot.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot.
Monopoly Go.
So, you know, they're stealing time.
But aren't they making a ton of money though?
Yeah. I'm just talking about, like, now game, not only are these games, you know, your long lost single player AAA game competing with games like Fortnite that have been around for a while. Now you're also competing with mobile games that are spending $500 million on advertising and customer acquisition.
Like, and probably significantly less in development.
It's a mobile game. I mean, but the pulling the time away, from the gamers to spend on other games.
I think that's probably, I mean, I'm no expert. I think that's probably why you're better off focusing on that single player diversion type of game. You're not going to pull someone away from Fortnite. Maybe you will. It's possible.
For a one game, you're saying for like a one shot game, not for like a
you probably have a better shot of pulling someone away from Fortnite for a game like Prince of Persia that just came out, which is excellent. Maybe, you know, than you would with whatever Suicide Squad live service, whatever they were trying to do there.
Big ass game.
Maybe Rise of Ronin is what makes GPBot. That's this week, right? Yeah, Rise of Ronin's coming out this week.
Isn't that a Team Ninja like difficult game that I?
It's a Team Ninja game.
It's gonna be hard though, right?
I don't know. There's settings on these games now.
Okay, right.
Okay. I believe there'll be a setting on this.
I haven't seen what it looks like actually. So is it look?
Maybe
crazy?
Check that out. It's a PlayStation 5 exclusive.
I saw that
development for 9 years.
That's a very long time, actually. Great. I'll check that out. What's it called?
Rise of the Ronin. Yep.
I don't know. I'll check that out later. I have a gaming news quiz. Maybe you know the answer, maybe you don't. You ready?
Okay, hit me up.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
What game announced that they have Ghostbusters content this
Destiny.
Week?
Destiny 2.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. I get the emails.
It seems very weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't seem like the greatest fit.
It's strange. I mean, they already have had Ghostbusters in Fortnite. Maybe, I'm sure when that movie comes out, they'll just bring that back.
They didn't want to pay for the Fortnite tie-in this time, I guess. Mm-hmm. Too expensive, probably. They're more like
They've been in Destiny. Ghostbusters has been in just about every one of these games.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're no fools. They know where their bread is buttered. I'm surprised they haven't done anything. Huh?
Is it buttered in Destiny?
Destiny was probably cheap.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. They didn't want to spend the money on Fortnite.
Well, Fortnite, they already spent the money. They just have to re-release what already exists.
Okay. It probably costs more money.
Yeah. And they already have the Rocket League thing. If anything, they should bring the Ecto into...
I got it.
Yeah. I'm saying they should bring that into Fortnite.
I got the rocket. I got the Ecto One, and I got the Night Rider. I got Kit.
Yeah.
What else when do you need? And the 18 van. That's what I got. Nice.
I have the Fortnite Battle Bus in Rocket League, but this current Rocket League season pass is the first season pass that has crossover stuff in it. So the two cars you unlock in the season pass, you also get in Fortnite.
Nice. So
that's like. Mm-hmm.
All right. That was good. I was impressed that you knew that. Congratulations on getting our first gaming news quiz answer right very quickly. I'll have to up the difficulty next time.
I'm a pro.
Let's see what we got here. Cagbag?
Sure.
I think it's time for Cagbag. Let's go to Mr. I need glasses. I'm sorry to say. Mr. Nuclear Monster? Mm-hmm. What is Wombat's favorite Fortnite skin?
Of Desert all
Island, Desert Island Fortnite skins. Wombat.
I know, like I have to think. Like, there's part of me, you know, there's a couple of skins that I really like. That I, although I've, this one I've been seeing more often, and it kind of bums me out. Is I really like my Daredevil skin. I also really like my Ant-Man skin.
If you could only keep five skins, all your content is being burned in a fire.
Except for five. I mean, it would,
and you can only save five.
Okay, so I'm keeping Deadpool.
Okay.
I'm keeping Jonesy in the suit. They'd probably all be Battle Pass skins because those are the ones that...
Is that the banana?
No, Jonesy in a suit. Like
Jonesy's
in
the, not the banana.
Jonesy's no, Duke.
Jonesy is the Duke of Fortnite.
What's this the banana's is name? Peely. Okay, I knew that.
Peely. Yeah, no, this
okay,
is...
I'm sorry. So Jonesy in the suit, Daredevil.
Jonesy, sure. We'll keep, no, Deadpool.
Deadpool.
We'll do Deadpool. So Deadpool... Jonesy in a suit. Let's go with Midas because people like Midas.
The new one?
No. Oh. Midas original. OG oh. Midas.
What about Spider-Man?
I was, literally was going to be the next thing I say was going to okay. be Spider-Man.
That's four, right?
Yeah, that's four. And let's go with... now I only have one left. It's hard. That's a really hard... I don't know because now it's like, oh, and then everything else goes away.
There's yeah, it's part gone. Of me that wants, you can't get it. You can only use
part of
five.
Me wants to say Iron Man, but then there's part of me that's like, but there's so many other cool, yeah, I could say The Rock that.
The Rock? You don't care about The Rock.
That was a cool skin. No, it's I never use that. I like
the Wombat,
skin
the fire
Raz
is raging. You're going to lose them all if you don't choose one more. You're only going to have four.
I'm going to go with the Raz skin because it's also a skin that I'm like, I think I'm the only person who likes it. So,
all right. Well, I'm sorry for your loss, but at least yep. you have those five. Mm-hmm. You can rebuild though, maybe.
I know. And that's off the dome too. I'd have to kind of really look through. I have so many skins though. It's really sad.
You can revise. You're allowed to revise your list and release it on the social media platform of your choice.
I'll see. The Spider-Man, the comic book Spider-Man skin though is pretty dope. They did a really good job on that. Skin details, lots of fine details.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Pim writes in, he says, hello, big fan of your show for years. Thank you for the entertainment. You guys are awesome. I'm visiting New York for a week trip next month from the Netherlands and have no plan besides the base tour spots. Do you guys have any lesser known recommendations in the area? Spots that are fun for people who like board or video games, best food, things you think a European should experience?
I haven't been to Manhattan in such a long time. I feel here's a couple of spots that I think are fun. The Oyster Bar in Grand Central Station, I think, is it's touristy and not touristy all at the same time.
Oh, check out our subway shootings.
So I think that's a fun spot. You also get to check out Grand Central Station, which is worth checking out. And again, you go to the Oyster Bar and you can get some raw oysters. And you know, they have a really good like a sampler of oysters where you get a dozen of all the different oysters from all over the country. So since you're visiting from another country, you could try U.S. oysters. I also
hit up Wombat and he'll come with you to the restaurant and tell you what to order.
I would love to go to the Oyster Bar again. I've been there in so long. I actually recommended it to someone not that long ago and they said it's still great. So the Oyster Bar.
There you go. Yeah.
I would also say if you're feeling adventurous, you go to Chinatown and go to Wohop. That's like that's where you go in Chinatown. Not now when you go to Wohop, there's going to be a storefront up top with the big windows. And then if you look over, there's going to be a stairway down to like a cellar. That's where the real Wohop is. So you got to walk down the stairs to get to the real Wohop, and that's where you want to go.
In the dungeon.
In the dungeon and get an egg roll.
Any video game stuff that he should do besides? I'm sure he knows about the Nintendo store, like Barcade. I guess there's a couple Barcades.
I don't know. You don't go to Manhattan to play video games,
right? The Intrepid is cool. Go to the Intrepid.
Intrepid is cool. Intrepid's fun.
That's the aircraft carrier museum.
Mm-hmm. Central Park Zoo is always nice.
You have zoos in the Netherlands?
They probably do, but you know, this is a zoo in the middle of Manhattan.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Check out the National Guard in the subway. You don't have guns in the Netherlands, so you can check out our guns. What else? I don't know. Crazy homeless people?
I guess. Broadway?
That's Peter like Pan a thing. On Broadway?
Mm-hmm.
Don't make eye contact with people that look like they might not have all their mental facilities. That's my advice. As a Dutch
person, I
think
he'll be all right.
Yeah, he'll be fine. I'm just saying.
You go to the strip house and get the chocolate cake. That's always a good experience too.
How fast can you run, Pim? You may want to start practicing your cardio.
I can't even. I know when the last time I was in Manhattan was, but it's like I haven't really been to Manhattan in forever.
I have. I go all the time.
I know you do. I'm like, I'm never there. So I don't know. Don't ask me.
All right. I go to hang out with Ben. Ben from our favorite Ben Gilbert, who hosts the I Smoke New York podcast. Remember that? Go to Linktree. ISNY. You can get all those links. By the way, Wama, do you know what else we have?
What?
We have an Instagram account. CAGcast podcast. And you can watch reels of our show. You know what a reel is?
That's like a short snippet from the show.
Yeah, it's like a minute or so.
Are you gonna make a reel about us promoting reels for
no.
a reel?
No, because they're already there at that point.
Oh, I see. Would
not have much purpose probably.
Glad to see you're keeping it real.
I found a cool like app that makes it easier to make those. And it uses AI. And other cool shit. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's Instagram. That's what is it? CAGcast podcast. Our latest one has like 2,000 views already.
That's bananas. I checked it out. There were 2,000 views, no comments. Is that like a thing on Instagram? Just no one cares.
Reels, you know? Yeah. I mean, you got to get more views than to get comments. When you start getting like 10,000 views, you get comments.
Fair.
But you should leave comments on them because then it gets more views.
Mm-hmm.
You wombat, I'm saying.
Okay, I'll leave a comment.
Just like troll people about
the guy with the glasses. Sure is handsome.
Right. Should do that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Any parting thoughts, Chip? Anything you want to add before we say goodnight?
Did you know that Klipsch is the official home speaker of X-Men 97?
Like, that's the speaker they have in the mansion?
I assume so. I mean, it is a mansion. You're going to have...
They made it. That's very weird. I've never... This product placement in a cartoon. I'm trying to think about that. Has that happened? Like... Besides the actual like action figures that they used to sell, like
that, I mean, the cartoons are literally nothing but.
I know, but I'm trying to think like, but a third party like product placement. That's cool. What kind of speakers? Which model? Do you know?
I don't know. I literally just got an email.
Oh, let me know. I wonder if we have the same ones. Maybe like me and the mutants have a lot in common. All right. Oh, there they are. Yeah, there it is. Thank you. New Era Uncanny Sound. The official home speaker of the X-Men 97. Now, does X-Men 97 have like a different like car speaker sponsor? Probably. Interesting.
I think you're overthinking this.
Well, I guess I don't know. It's a little disturbing. And okay. Seems pointless. Seems very pointless. Like who would spend money on that sponsorship? Like are they gonna sell one speaker from that sponsorship? I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Got some coming, but I didn't know. Like, I should have waited for this sponsorship to happen.
They're not X-Men speakers. It's just the X-Men pictures next to the speaker.
It's just the official home speaker of X-Men 97.
Yeah, yeah.
Of this cartoon on Disney+.
I don't get it.
It's bizarre. Good
speakers,
know.
Though.
They are good speakers. I agree.
All right. Well, I look forward to watching that episode and see if I can actually spot any clips. Hey, Wombat, you watched the episode. Do you remember any speakers in the episode?
No.
You don't?
Actually, they do go to a dance club.
Uh-huh.
So maybe they were speakers and I just didn't notice that right. if they were those speakers.
Some heresies in there. Heresy mm-hmm. fours. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's say goodbye and we'll see you next time.
Bread's done.
Wait. Wait, what the fuck? I'm getting hacked. I'm getting hacked.
But I know, it's true. Can you play the game?
Bro, I'm getting hacked.
I know, but can you play? Can you play?
Yeah, but it's cheating. The fuck?
I know.
What?
Like what?
No, but is it fucking up your game?
Yes, I can see everyone. Like I'm.
You need to leave.
I didn't leave the game, right?
Yeah,
I'm leaving. It's like what the?
Admin's now. Nick, admin's now. Nick, admin's now.
I left. Like.
Admin's now. Restart your game. Rejoin. Oh no, you left the match. Did you close your game? Leave the match.
I left.
Jen,
I had to leave.
Did you leave the match?
I have to. Yes, I have to. Yes, I have to. I have to leave. I left.
Like, bro. Fine, we win this. Come on.
Can you got that, boys? Come on.